Here are some more stories that we've learned from previous residents of the home. A kitchen fireplace was here when we purchased the house, and the story goes that the oak leaf carvings, there are three of them, are from a casket, and supposedly Samuel Druce was a woodworker, so we suspect perhaps they're his work, but we don't know that for sure. And the kitchen was a lean-to, and they remembered a sink in the corner with a pipe that went out into a bucket in the corner, and Drusilla said, I would go out there when it was hot and put my feet in the bucket to cool off. And the handrail, as you can see, is not up to code because it's very low. The Borchers had a history of the house when we bought it, and they told us that they had removed all of those spindles and had them redone, and that they were the original ones. And the other interesting thing about the handrail is when I went out to the Loveland Historical Society, they had exactly the same banister. And when Drusilla and her sister Naomi came over the first time, Naomi was getting up there in years, but she looked at that banister and said, I remember sliding down it. They talked about cane, and I kept thinking, cane? Sugar cane doesn't grow in Ohio. They were talking about bamboo, and we still have a huge circle of bamboo out there. They can remember Christmases in this house, however. The doors to the library now, or then the parlor, were wood, so they kept them closed. And at Christmas, they would have a tree in the center of the room with candles and buckets of water or sand around underneath because of fire. There were fireplaces in the two biggest bedrooms upstairs. That was the way they heated. And I suspect that when the second owners were here, which would have been the Clarks, the Clarks had the heat converted to oil. There was a way that they brought it in right outside by the fireplace. But I suspect then that they took out all the fireplaces and put in closets. But they cut out the fireplaces and then put the closets with the sliding doors and the curved bookcase. And in the other bedroom, you can see where there's a mirrored vanity, and that's where the fireplace had been.